being. Joe Tucci is the CEO of the Australian Childhood Foundation and joins us now. Good morning.
Hi, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. I know you're there in New Zealand. But first of all, what do you make of this coroner report? In fact, the coroner actually calls for a complete overhaul of child protection services in South Australia, and social workers around the country saying that this could have ramifications in places like Tasmania.
Well, I think it is probably one of the most kind of critical reports that has come out about a child protection system in a long time. I think that the coroner's reviewed a lot of the evidence and come up with some recommendations that are really worth examining. For example, the one around the parents automatically being excluded or not being able to look have a child from birth if they've been convicted of manslaughter or neglect. I think that what the coroner is basically saying is that the child protection system has swung too far towards parents' rights and has lost focus on the child. And the child should be at the centre of the decision-making in child protection cases. And what we saw with Chloe was a whole litany of decisions that didn't necessarily put Chloe's needs and Chloe's rights at the centre of the decision-making of the child protection workers, but was there more focused on putting the needs and the interests of the parents at the heart of it, especially the mum.
Why do you think it has gone the other way? I mean, I know if you talk to people working as child protection officers or social workers, there is a strong feeling that just because parents are struggling with an issue doesn't mean they don't love their children and their children shouldn't retain a bond with them.
I think there are two reasons. I think that there's been a shift in the courts, in the children's courts who are examining these sorts of scenarios. They've gone further towards focusing on parents and focusing on what parents' needs are. I think that whilst child protection workers often are trying to keep children with their families, which is the right thing to do, when they believe their children are at risk or significant risk, then they need the backup of the court to support their decision making in saying that this child can't be adequately protected at home. And sometimes the courts don't always see that in the same way that child protection do. And I think over time have moved more towards it being more like a parents' court than a children's court. And I think the second reason that the focus has moved away from children's needs is that we've confused child protection workers a little. I think we're asking them to be more family support oriented. We don't always give them the sorts of services in the system that can differentiate between when a family needs support and when a child needs protection. And when those services aren't there, then child protection are trying to do all of the activities that are required, support a family and protect a child. And inevitably, those two things are hard to do and balance.
Mr. Johns described Family's essay as broken and fundamentally flawed, and he's called for an overhaul. And he says he was of the firm opinion that permanent removal to adoptive parents should have a place in the child protection system, particularly in light of the notorious undersupply of suitable and willing foster parents. I guess the issue also comes in here when it is the supply of child protection officers, because if you look around the country, there are always advertisements and high turnover of child protection officers.
There's a couple of things in there, Sarah. I mean, firstly, parents, we don't have enough adoption in this country. We don't have enough adoption of children who are removed from their families in order to protect them. Children who are removed from families for their own protection need stability and need predictability and need permanency, and often they're on a treadmill going in and out of foster care, in and out of residential care, because the system isn't able to make a decision, a final decision that says children, this child can be placed with this family and stay there permanently. So I think that's one of the things that definitely needs to change. And the second point you make, that child protection workers are thin on the ground. I mean, that's, and there's high turnover. It's a very stressful job. It's a complex job, and they make decisions with the best evidence that they have in front of them, and sometimes they don't always get it right. And they have to bear the responsibility and be accountable for those decisions. So it's not a job that a lot of people want to go and work in, and the people that do stay are very devoted to it. But they need more support, they need better training, they need access to current evidence, they need to have decision-making supervision that enables them to think through and talk through all of the issues that are associated with the complexity of the decisions, and they don't always get that. And I think that as long as we treat them, we don't deliver the kind of support and systems around them to support them, then we're always going to have the high turnover and not have the experience and quality child protection workforce that we really need.
Just a final question then. What do children want, do you think, from the system?
Well, I mean, I think what kids want is they want stability. They certainly don't want to be hurt. They don't want to be abused. They don't want to experience violence. They don't want their mums, sometimes in family violence scenarios, to be hurt. So kids are having to deal with and respond to an ongoing climate of terror and fear, and that's what they want to stop. They want to have relationships with their parents sometimes. I mean, we've got to be sophisticated enough as a system to be able to maintain a relationship with their parents, even if they're not living with them. And I think they're the sorts of balances that children themselves tell us that they really want. They want a home. They want a safe place. They want to be able to go to school, have friends, all the things that every kid wants. But I think what they desperately need is some stability and sense of predictability in their environment.
Thanks so much for your time. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Sarah.
Joe Tucci, who's CEO of the Australian Childhood Foundation. And the Australian Childhood Foundation, for your information, has been running the Tasmanian Child Trauma Service for the past 5 years in the state, and released a report last year showing that more Tasmanian children were suffering toxic stress and trauma than the previous 5 years. And a lot of that had to do with parental drug and alcohol abuse and parental mental illness, which the report said was on the increase in Tasmania. It's 8:45.
ABC Grandstand. AFL. Round one, done and dusted.